clip the cuffs. Man, it's that and it's bitch or what? Don't get it twisted. We twisted up and even mixed with dust. See, these fans can't resist the rush. They Wu-Tang for life. Scarfed like they can't forget the cuts. Got a whole line of classic joint. And while you at it, pass the joint. Let's put this music past the point. I know return till the crash and burn. Down the ashes bit. Placed inside old dirty bastards earn. When it's my time to go for show. Your nigga goes to war.
Oh, boy. All right. Got our live stream done. Recorded the Modern Warfare remastered quick look. And now home to try to get through the rest of the Gears of War campaign. And start seeing if there's any multiplayer action to be found. That the issues that we both were having with PlayStation VR would have kind of worked itself out, being on a nice flat green screen. I mean, that would have been less than ideal, the idea that you might need a green screen to get it to work right, but I was kind of hoping that it would at least get... Yeah, stop walking. That's a smart fucking move, you dipshit motherfucker. God damn. I had hoped that, like, oh, we'll get to the studio, it'll hopefully work better, and this will be a fun stream. And it still, I think, was a fun stream, but... that stuff seems to not work. Brad pulled out measuring tape at home to get stuff set up and, like, played in pitch darkness, full bright, all this other stuff. Installed, you know, the 401 firmware update. And... man, wow. I don't even know what to think. I don't know how this will go next week when this thing comes out. Like, I just, you know, how many people are going to be in the boat of, like, it just working and not having issue? Because it seems like some of the reviews, well, I don't know, it seems like some of the reviews pointed out that the tracking was a problem or that the tracking was not perfect, but then we're also like, eh, it's fine, which I think is really crazy. It's, I mean, oh man, I wonder if it'll be fine or if this is going to be a real problem, like a real mess next week. That's the sort of thing that would have, I think, a negative effect on VR overall, to have like the theoretically most mainstream headset be of the quality we saw today, if that's widespread, which I don't see a reason why it won't be widespread. And, you know, there was the one guy kind of saying that he got felt like he had a bad headset and got it replaced. Like, that's, I don't know, like, that's
certainly possible, but I don't know that this is explained away that easily. Given the number of other people that are reviewing it and talking about it and running into similar issues, like, it's, man, what a fucking bummer. This should be like a fucking amazing moment of like, man, now there are three of these things and this one is a little different but still cool and plays some of the same games, but man, you know, they went out and got some of their own games. Like, this should be like an awesome step forward for this stuff, but I don't know how this is gonna go. Like, say what you will about the value of the other headsets in terms of available software and requirements and all that stuff, but in my experience, they work as advertised. And, like, right now, I can't comfortably say that about PlayStation VR, which is fucking crazy. What? I would not have guessed that this would be the situation that we would be in right now with regards to, like, concerns about VR headsets after, you know, the Vive and the Rift already shipped and all that sort of stuff. Like, we got multiple mobile VR headsets either out already or coming, you know, like, I could not have guessed that I would have been left with, like, fundamental misgivings about one of these things. Given the demos we saw of this thing ahead of time and all that sort of stuff, like, I would not have guessed in a million years that this would be the situation. In retrospect, maybe the notion that they were building tech around the technology that powered PlayStation Move should have been more of a red flag, I guess. I don't know. I'm fucking bummed, man. Like, that thing, it's really disappointing. Like, again, someone who has really liked VR and wants to see this stuff grow. What a bummer.
nigga, who? L-E-N. Ow. Ha. Me. Yeah. Man, my vision's all blurry. They could use words, whatever they won't hurt me. I rise above hot skies, we in hot times. While I reminisce about times I can't find. My God, I'm better by much farther. Lyrically spar with those many like wild bars. The big crane lamp and lens, they block hate rays from the niggas that hate on chasing the worst way. Can't beat them, join them. Next time you wanna see Chase, hit Cartier, I only do appointments. Other rappers don't compare me to death. Compare me to art pieces in the moment I'm at. And these checks is what they pay me in the paint. You a picture, the luxury rap minister. I paint with prescriptions, you heard? I twist bread and turn butter. Ball main denim in the 500 bands is all leather. All cheddar, what many be all about now. Do it for my niggas who be fly and my bitches who ballin' out. Don't hate me, hate the good that I do. Do you could, you probably would. Come join the crew, you should. Fucking out, you good. Fall back, you ain't shooting with a nigga in the gym. Where was you in the beginning? Wanna ride with a nigga, but he don't wanna die with a nigga in the air. Vinny Chase, yeah.
Say, I'm a little tired. But yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they'll have a firmware fix in place next week. That's the craziest thing about all this is... is that it sounds like 401 firmware did make some changes around that stuff. More they can do.
out tonight. My big lighter don't light. I heard you and KC in the background. I'm screaming that the cops come and break up the fight.
All the crack in the drums make me feel the way I feel.
Still need the breakout box on the Pro. My understanding is that yes, you still need the breakout box on the Pro. They did not integrate it. And also, the breakout box doesn't spread. I don't know if you caught, but if you have an HDR TV and VR, you would need to move cables around every time you wanted to use one or the other.
Show. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. 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 I'll beat that bitch with a hit.
Can't listen to any more of that. It gets me too amped. I'm trying to drive over here. This is no good. Sure. Okay, sure. out the PC version of Forza a little bit more tonight, see if anything's changed since they patched it. I saw some people saying that it was a little less stuttery, even if it didn't necessarily make it hit, like stick to 60 frames per second. I'm also now running beta video card drivers that are the, hey, you're playing Gears of War 4 before it's out video card drivers. I wonder if that would make a difference one way or the other. Didn't help for you? Yeah, that's... I just gotta bite the bullet and buy my fucking PC parts and spin my way out of these problems. PC's had a good run. It'd be like 2010? No, I haven't built that thing. I don't remember. Built it in the basement, not the Sausalito basement, but. We, I mean, Will and Norm. You know, for as brutal as waking up at 2:30 in the morning is, there is something to be said for the lack of traffic. You commute that far off the normal cycle. Of course, that would then destroy the rest of your life. And I suppose I mitigated a great deal of that commute by driving about 90 miles an hour for a lot of it. Which I'm pretty sure is against the law. Is that why people were talking about Cruising USA yesterday? Is it just coming to Virtual Console? Or what? Or are they actually... What are you saying? Tell me what you're saying exactly. Is it Cruising USA? Is it Cruising World? Cruising Exotica? Right, he went and bought an N64 and like a Framemeister and all this stuff. It's wild. Raw Thrills making... Wait, really? Is Raw Thrills really making a new Cruisin'? I can see it. I can see it happening. That sounds totally plausible. Gene Jarvis would say, fuck it. I guess they made other driving games, right? I mean, they did the Need for Speed arcade game. I don't know. Rothrill's did it Target Terror. That American Idol game, I think, was there. Sure. Rothrill's and Nintendo. Now, see, that's a weird... That's weird. I wonder why Nintendo would have to be involved. Because that was a Midway game that... Well, I wonder if Nintendo would have owned any piece of Cruisin', now that I think about it. Maybe that was some kind of joint project because of all the Ultra 64 Project Reality Silicon Graphics t-shirts and all the early N64 stuff. I wonder if they would have had to negotiate and buy out Midway's chunk of that from Warner Brothers after the sale, or maybe they acquired it before that, or... That's interesting and really weird. But okay, let's do it. Here's my idea. Cruisin' USSR. Takes place in the 80s. Yeah, drive across Soviet Union. In a really fast tractor. Their spelling of the word cruisin' was always... They must have done it that way so they could trademark it. Because if you just took cruising and dropped the G and put the apostrophe, it'd be like, yeah, cruising, like the movie. Only not at all like the movie. That'd be a better game, though. That'd be a way crazier game. Actually, did they do that for the movie? Or did the movie just spell it all the way out? But, like, the games are always, it was like C-R-U-I-S apostrophe N, cruising. Saying Cruisin' World were arcade games, and then was Exotica console only? I don't remember. I'm not making one of those games up, am I? There are three Cruisin' games. Right? Okay, all right. I've ever even played Cruisin' Exotica. That sounds about right. Yeah. That N64 launch, that early N64 stuff, was a bad value in a lot of ways. You know, Midway, that was like part of the Midway transition period that was really hard. That idea of like, hey, let's take these arcade games that are meant to be these bite-sized arcade games and sell them for somewhere between like $60 and $80, depending on the cartridge. Because cartridges. Like, they just didn't fit well on the console. Like, these days, when you get those games for fucking $8 or whatever, who cares? They're fine. But at the time of release, like, that was a rough value proposition for a game that, like, would have probably also had noticeably compressed-sounding audio and blurry visuals because it was an N64 game. Yeah, no, I could definitely... That sounds like a fucking six-ass six to me. Not a lot of longevity in some of those games, you know, at those prices. This sort of thing doesn't make sense. I probably gave Maximum Hang Time for N64 a roughly similar score. Even though that's a good NBA Jam sequel, like, it's rough stuff at those prices. Especially in an era when you could go to an arcade and play that game for $1 a play per player. There's some Dreamcast stuff that I think fell prey to the same stuff, same problems. That was the hard thing about NFL Blitz coming home. You know, I was like, you look at it in the context of, like, other console games and all that stuff. It's like, well, this is one of my all-time favorite games. I also don't think it's a particularly great value. And, you know, it's kind of hard to recommend. It's one of the things that digital distribution has really changed the conversation about, right? I mean, the concept of game price and value and all that sort of stuff is just very different, you know? You just have to deal with, like, those just raw cost of goods sort of things with, especially N64 carts, where it was just like, well, this one's $80, I guess, because it takes up a lot of memory. I thought maybe I would get home with zero traffic, but no.
Trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like number 12, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. Their boots was on our head, their dogs was on our crotches, and they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profits. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude is slavery, it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama, just another talking head telling lies on teleprompter. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with his logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invaded sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they loan the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Linder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words. I'm glad Reagan did.
Person in the passenger side of this fucking BMW SUV gave a finger to the person in this Buick Rendezvous. For reasons I certainly don't see. I didn't see anyone do anything fucking weird. Very edgy up here. This X3 that appears to be full of shit, like stacked all the way up to the fucking back.
Fresh Ecto Rag, crease it, place it in your back pocket, and bail.
Yo, Trey was a goddamn drum machine.
La 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 la, wait till I get my money.
I don't believe I have ever given anyone the finger due to, like, the way they've been driving or anything like that.
Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. The whole bunch is giving
But I also don't really believe in honking at people. It's just... Everyone knows at this point. More into the tonking. That's the dirty secret. I'm into both honking and tonking. More honk, more tonk. Though sometimes less honk and less tonk, you know. Now the person driving this BMW is weaving and seems to be unable to stay in his lane, so that's cool. Flipping people off and then being shitty at driving. I feel like that a lot of the time goes hand in hand. Someone is driving like shit, but definitely is not about to take any responsibility for that. Turns out eating, like, two granola bars before the sun comes up and then not eating anything else is maybe not a great way to go. I probably need to eat something.
know you got your gadget, your dick on hard. From fucking your own dogs, the hood you grew up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth. Make it bow down to the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot. Let you slide, let me ride. Just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked, love. And pass the bud, and stay low-key, be true, cause you lost all your homies, love. Now call it what you want to, you fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah, that's the fuck I'm talking about. We have your motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh. I'm hanging in there, but I'm a little tired. I just got really tired. Like, I was hanging in. So, like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm sleepy, but that's fine. Like, I just, like, last 10 minutes have just been like, nope. Oh. Oh, man. It's okay, because I'm home. I am going to... Well, I'm probably going to work on review stuff, honestly. Answer some emails and play some Gears and do that sort of stuff. But, yeah. All right. Be back at it tomorrow. See ya.